One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Believing is not a thing of the mind. It's with the spirit. And to believe with your spirit, you can believe something you've never seen. That's the ability of the human spirit. The human spirit was made in the image and likeness of God. Image of God means in the form, looking like God. Likeness of God means to function like God. And how does God function? The Bible shows us that God functions by faith and by love. See, he functions by faith and by love. God is love, the Bible says. Everything he does is an act of love. And God is a faith God. He's a faith God. He lets us know without faith it is absolutely impossible to please God. See? And everything that he did as an act of faith. The Bible says by faith the worlds were framed by the word of God. He acted by faith and spoke creation into being. Hallelujah. So God is a faith God. So when the Bible says that man was made in the image and likeness of God, it means that man was made to look like God. That's the image of God. And then the likeness of God, meaning to function like him. He functions like God. So you are able to believe something you have never seen with your optical eyes. You're able to accept things that you have never felt. Because you are greater than your senses. See, the problem with many people is that they live according to their senses. Well, that's the natural man. That's the natural man. The natural man lives according to his senses. He needs sensory proofs for everything about his life. He's got to have sensory proofs. The teachers of that man are his five senses. If he cannot relate with something through his five senses, he cannot accept them. That's the natural man. Until the gospel of Jesus Christ imparts faith to his spirit. It's only the gospel that imparts faith to your spirit. The faith of God. He brings light to your spirit. Because the word of God, the Bible says, is light. Hallelujah. When the word comes to you, it brings the light of God into your spirit. And suddenly, when you accept it, you are awakened spiritually to the fatherhood of God. You recognize him as your father. You know he's real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, in your spirit, believe in your spirit that God hath raised him from the dead. He says, thou shalt be saved. You believe with your spirit, you believe with your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Do you believe it? Do you really believe it? Do you believe it? Some people say, well, I'm a Christian, but I don't believe it. You're not a Christian because that is the prerequisite for salvation. If you don't believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, you are not a Christian. Even if you have a minister's collar. Doesn't make any difference. You may be called a prophet. Doesn't make any difference. You may be called an evangelist. You don't believe God raised Jesus from the dead. You are not a Christian. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10 from verse 9. He says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. I want you to notice the 10th verse. Have you seen it? Read it out. For with the heart man believeth. Glory to God. With the heart man believeth. He doesn't say with the mind. With the heart you believe. You just know in your heart. You just know it. You just know it. There's no argument in your heart. You just know it inside your heart. You know. You believe it. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Do you realize if we knew how to preach the gospel correctly, we can lead a lot of people into salvation? There's a lot of people who don't know salvation just because they've not been taught rightly. There are people who are struggling to be Christians in their lives because they've never been taught rightly. Some have been told, except you change this and change that, you cannot receive salvation. And they're trying to change those things. Some have even said, well, I don't believe I can change this forever, so I'm condemned. Maybe I'll go to hell. You talk to some people about Jesus and say, well, maybe I need some further preparation first. But if you could prepare yourself first to be good enough to come to God, you don't need Jesus. He sent Jesus because you could not prepare yourself. Don't you understand? That's why he sent Jesus, because you were too bad to help yourself. If you could help yourself, Jesus would have never had to come. You couldn't stop trying. That's why you need Jesus. Come with all your mess. Come with all your dirt. He'll take care of it. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, New GRA, after La Rema Hotel, behind Globe FM. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0813-168-0757 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com. God bless you.